Now, can small rural shops survive in the shadow of large German supermarkets? Well, the county, Clare County Council this week received a planning application for a supermarket in the village of Six Mile Bridge. Lidl's plans to open there have been met with some pushback, and it has sparked a wider conversation about the social fabric of small towns and villages in Ireland. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan went to Six Mile Bridge to find out more.
When you come from a society that had that unique settlement pattern, where people looked out for one another and cared for one another, and the small shop playing a big part in that, that cannot be lost. If we lose that, we're in deep trouble. When we stop caring for one another.
That is Father Harry Bowen, speaking to me from his home on the banks of the River Shannon. Father Bowen is the parish priest for Six Mile Bridge in County Clare, and we are talking about how the village has grown over the years. I am with him this week because he has been vocal on a big change that may be coming to the village. German supermarket chain Lidl has lodged a planning application to build a new store there.
Once the big multinational shopping organisations come into a place, the smaller shops close. That is the story. That's their history. And then goes with it, not just the commercial side of it, but the social side of it as well, goes as well.
At the moment, the store's application is with Clare County Council, and it could be a while before any decision is made. Lidl says the store will bring 30 jobs to the local economy, and it will attract footfall for surrounding businesses. For Father Bowen, the prospective store paints a wider picture about change in Ireland, particularly when it comes to the social fabric of smaller areas.
And so, what I'm saying is that if there are services that, like the local doctor, like the local post office, like the local guard station, those services are vital.
We will come back to Father Bowen later. But first, we took a trip over to the village itself to hear from locals. I landed into the centre, and the first place I noticed was Jamie's Butchers. It was here that I met 26-year-old Jamie Keane, who took on the store last January.
So far, it's a busy town now. So there's a lot of traffic coming through. So I think with the Lidl, to be honest, it might be good for parking, and it would bring even more people to the town, to be honest. And it'd be probably more parking spaces opened up for people to pull up to the butchers or your local shops or whatever. So I don't think it's going to be a bad thing either. Like,
you think you might get more business?
I think we might get more people outside, and I think it'll be good for the village. Like, it's a big village now, and there's more people. There's more houses going up around the place, so I think it could be a good thing.
Not too far from Jamie's Butchers is the Cozy Cottage Cafe, and it was here that I spoke to Emma about their business.
So we're a small cafe on the bank of the river in Six Mile Bridge. We're here 12 years. It's family run and it's family friendly.
I asked her how she felt about Lidl's plan.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it'll bring more business to Six Mile Bridge as well, and we're all looking forward to it coming.
So far, it felt like there was support for the new supermarket, and that continued when I spoke with Patrick in the local post office.
I think it's it'll be more competitive for people, it'll be easier for people that don't drive, and you know, and I suppose it's well needed, it's wanted more or less, really.
And what's Six Mile Bridge like as a town?
It's grand, it's built up and is more populated, but it could really do it a lot more, as well as Lidl. Like, it could do it more like another petrol station, really, to be honest. And no, the new Lidl coming in, just going to be more competitive for the shops and everything, I suppose. And as I say, for people that don't drive.
And has the town changed a lot over the last...
It has, years? There's more built up, there's more new housing developments gone everywhere, and if you ask me my own opinion, could do with a secondary school.
When I asked people on the streets, I got a similar answer, but there were some concerns.
Absolutely good for the town.
And why?
Because everybody from Six Mile Bridge go to Shannon or Limerick. Lidl, if you go there, you'll meet everybody from Six Mile Bridge getting their groceries. We have to get into a car and drive there, whereas this will be just down the road.
The only opinion I have is that we're at a very dangerous junction here. We have another supermarket being planned directly across the road. I'm delighted that will bring job opportunities here. I'm just worried about the traffic that will bring here. As you can see, just outside centre here, we have a very narrow bridge with no pedestrian crossing on it, no footpath up along the side. It's extremely narrow for two cars and pedestrians to be on.
We were in Shannon today. I had to go to Shannon to get some shopping, and we met so many people from Six Mile Bridge there.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be good for the village. We need something, because this village is growing and growing and growing.
I think it's a great idea. It's a big village. It's just time.
And do you think it'd be good for the local businesses as well, then, bring a bit of foot traffic?
Probably not. Probably not good for the local shops. But, like, for the local people, local shops are expensive.
So from being in Six Mile Bridge, it felt like there were other issues at the forefront of people's minds. The prospect of more parking spaces coming with the supermarket was something seen as badly needed, while there were calls for better transport options and infrastructure to adapt to the village's growth. But going back to Father Bowen, Lidl's plan isn't so much a question of economic benefits and more about protecting and embracing the small. Bigger isn't always better, he says.
If somebody came into the local shop for the paper in the morning, every morning, and they didn't come a particular morning, they'd be missed. But a neighbour would be in to see them by 12 o'clock that day. So the whole social neighbourhood, neighbourliness concept was very much part of the service that the local shop brought to growth and development. And that's why I got worried. I wasn't saying anything against Lidl or anyone else. Lidl has its place, obviously, in the bigger growth centres. But if Lidl or any other Lidl closed the small shops, we're at a crossroads now in Ireland, and this issue needs to be debated.
And that was Father Harry Bowen ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan. Well, from County Clare to Chicago, we go to the United States after the break.